Welcome to the after show. It's Tony, Christy, Nikki, and since it's recorded on Friday, we have Deborah Ross from Kids Out and About with us. I'm going to just start with this. I will tell you this, answer this in a couple of seconds. You're more than welcome to try to guess. It takes 27,000 trees, and don't Google it, to do this. All right? So just think about that for a moment. Who here is a Sex and the City fan?
Me. I am.
Well, the reboot is coming, and John Corbett says he's in.
I love John Corbett.
Wait,
He was Aiden.
He was Aiden.
Not Mr. Big. I liked Aiden.
Yeah, I didn't like Mr. Big. I never
Me
thought
either.
I don't think he's that good looking. You think Mr. Big's
good
looking?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
John Corbett's cool. Remember when he played Northern Exposure?
That's
played the disc jockey?
That's what I know him from. Now you're talking my language.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. He played the DJ. He was in the storefront of a little place. I mean, that's perfect. You know where I found a place like that? And right next to us. Well, what's the name of the town? Not Angelina. What's it called? Oh,
Angelica?
Angelica.
Yeah.
There's the town of Angelica. Kim and I went there last year. We're, you know, just cruising around in the car. We end up there. And there's a little radio station, right? And they're playing recorded music. And I walk into a store next door, and there's a guy, like an antique shop. He's got all sorts of stuff, antique records and, you know, all furniture and stuff. And I get to talking to him. And I said, so do you just do this, your store here? He goes, no, I DJ on the radio. And,
so cute.
And I didn't tell him who I was. And I said nothing. But I said, what, the station next door? He goes, yeah. So what kind of music do you play? And he says, you know, I play anything I want. And, you know, people call up and ask for stuff. And if I have it, I play it. And it's, you know, it's like, it's just the coolest little radio station. I don't know how far it goes, but it's just a cool little place. And yeah, I mean, you know, it's just kind of neat thing to have. So it's just like that in Northern Exposure.
Right, right.
Yes.
Very cool. I wonder if I can listen to it down at my fiance's.
I bet you could.
Do you remember the call? Like, we probably shouldn't go there, right?
No, I know. Listen, it's an FM station. It travels maybe 20 miles.
Right,
okay?
Right. Exactly.
But, yeah, I'd love to do a little show down there, you know, just show up and do a little show.
Right, why not? And you can play whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
What would you play if you could play whatever you wanted?
Oh, I do a lot of blues.
Would you really? You're the blues guy now?
Does that happen with
age or does that just happen?
No, I've always liked the blues. See, I would love to, my band, I do a couple Allman Brothers tunes in the band, and I would love to start a band called the Almost Brothers and play all Allman Brothers. I really would. But,
that is funny. You know, so. Deborah, you would play Rush, I'm sure.
I would play Rush.
Nikki, what would you play?
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Girl, I get the hip-hop and R&B going for ya.
Ooh, girl.
Little 50 Cent, little Tupac, little Biggie, who knows?
Oh, wow.
There you go. Look at
you.
90s hip-hop.
Will make an appearance, just like he is on the Today Show.
Oh, not only that, he's going to be on The Voice next week, Snoop.
Oh, that's why he's on the Today Show.
He's going to be on The Voice as the advisor. And John Legend in the promo says, who knew Snoop Dogg would be like the best voice coach for singing?
Like, dude, really? Seriously. Yeah, right. And is he high? You know,
that's all the time.
That's what my husband said. He goes, you know why he's always so funny? Like,
right? He's always high. Trust me on this.
Constant, honestly.
So you know how Aaron Rodgers is hosting today would be his last hosting day on Jeopardy.
Oh, thank God, it's the last day, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
Peyton Manning is hosting the College Bowl.
What?
Oh, remember the college? He's going to do that.
Oh, that's cool.
It's returning in June. He's gonna host it. I don't know for how long. That show is you know, really, it's Jeopardy for college kids, okay? And so who knows how long he'll do it for. But it's kind of cool. Everybody's getting into it. That's kind of fun. Maybe he'll end up doing Jeopardy. I never know. And LeVar Burton, we have to give him a shot at this, right?
Yes, we've been talking about this. I think Reading Rainbow Guy has to be the host.
Yes.
I would watch LeVar Burton do anything. I'd watch him read any book.
Star Trek, whatever you want.
Yes.
Right, there you go. Right. I think he might be the one.
It takes 27,000 trees to do this. Give me your guesses. Nikki, go.
27,000 trees to print out the state exams in New York State.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. That's not it. Christy, what do you got?
I feel like it's something to do with toilet paper.
You're absolutely right.
Ew, well, what?
It takes 27,000 trees to make one day's worth of toilet paper for planet Earth.
Oh, that is sad.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, it hit me. It's my psychic abilities. I didn't Google it either.
Oh, my gosh.
I just had a feeling it was toilet paper related.
Yeah. I was just asking my fiance's boys last night, hey, do you think you could live in the olden days? We were watching the show set in the 1400s. And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. I'm like, yeah, right. But you wouldn't have toilet paper. And they're like, we've got leaves.
Oh, yeah, where they live.
Uh-huh. They're like, we're country boys. We go anywhere.
Yeah, right. I thought they were going to say, but we'd have wipes. Baby wipes. Which would be funny.
Oh, goodness.
So I just got a nice message on Facebook. There's a woman from Rochester, Katie Luddy, who is one of the briefcase ladies on Deal or No Deal.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
wow.
And her father and I were—I knew him from back in the 80s. He was the main bartender at the Park Avenue Pub. Great guy. Looked like Harrison Ford. And just, three of you would have loved him. Okay, I'm going to put that to you right now. And his daughter is incredibly beautiful. That's why
hot. She's hot. You can say it, Tony.
Yeah. Well, she is. And so I just, I got in touch with him because I want to have Katie on the show. So he said, I don't know if you remember me. Of course I remember you. So yeah, so he's going to hook me up with his daughter for an interview, Christy. So we'll see what we can do about getting that done soon. But yeah, so Deal or Don't, No Deal. That show's still going on. Is it on NBC or is it CNBC? It's CNBC,
no,
right?
Is it? I didn't think it was still going
on. And, yes, it's a new season coming up. Howie Mandel is executive producer. I don't think it's going to be on the big network. It's going to be on probably Peacock, you know?
Huh. We did, we dressed up as Deal or No Deal girls for Halloween one year. myself and a bunch of my girlfriends.
That's cute.
Oh, that must have been fun.
And even
for everybody
a male coworker joined. I did his makeup. He was the hit at the Halloween party.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So I'll let you know when we get that interview.
Aristocratic. Yeah, let me know.
So, good. Who's got anything else? Anybody else here?
Oh, just heading to Buffalo this weekend for the basketball tournament, I guess, that we're doing. But it's inside, so that's good. But then my birthday's on Sunday. And today I get my shot, my second shot, so I don't know how I'm going to feel tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, go into it with good vibes. I feel a lot of time, the energy that you have, like, you know, your own mental energy affects how you feel. So I think you should go into it. Hey, I'm going to drink all this water. I'm even going to grab like a Gatorade and I'm going to feel good. I feel like if you go in with positive energy, I think you're going to have better results.
I would agree with you on that because my sister was told by everyone because she's a teacher, you're going to be sick. Take the next day off. You're not going to feel good. You're going to get a fever. You're going to be sore. You're going to be sinusy, you know. So she was into it like, I'm going to take the next day off. I'm not going to feel good. Like that's your mind frame.
Right.
My mom... She went into it with, I don't get sick. It's not going to affect me. She was fine.
Yeah.
Sister,
I'm
laid up
you.
For a whole day.
I am telling you.
So let me ask you this, Miss Positive.
Yeah.
Which way are you going?
I'm going to be positive because I want to be able to go see my kid play basketball.
Exactly.
And if I have a fever, I can't go. Right. And if I don't feel good, I can't go. So I'm going to be, I want to go. We can finally go and watch our children in certain sports, and I want to go. So I'm going to be today. It's not going to affect me. I'm going to be great.
That's right.
But you know how long my positivity lasts.
Yeah. Nanoseconds.
Why are you all laughing?
Really? Yeah. You piss and moan more than anybody I know.
I know, right?
Well,
it's
so
all
guys,
harmless,
I
though.
Actually, you're supposed to get your second dose of the shot a certain time after your first. And I realized that my second dose was going to be 2 days before my wedding.
Oh,
oh yeah, you know what?
So they did let me move it out a few days after.
Go into
that.
It positive, Nikki. It'll be fine.
I know. I was like, I have all the positive energy in the world, but I don't want to risk being miserable on my wedding day.
No kidding.
Big events this weekend for me, moving out almost all my stuff from my house down to Livingston County. So Shane is going to leave me a mattress. A TV, and he said he might bring me some pillows or something I can sit on in the living room.
What?
Yeah, he's just leaving me a few
so
things.
He's moving everything for you?
Yeah, Shane and his brother. His brother's
girl!
A trailer.
Man, you hit the jackpot,
you
girl.
Did.
Oh,
you
great.
Did.
I know.
Like, he's fantastic. He reminds me of a young Jason.
Yeah, I didn't even have to think about moving. He's like, don't worry about it, honey. I'll take care of it.
It'll get done. You don't have to help. I got this.
Yep.
He's a young Jason. Just know what you're getting into when he gets older.
Uh-oh. What's that
Well,
mean?
You know, Christy, I don't know if he can go there.
What's that mean?
That he's fabulous and wonderful, even better than he was when he was younger.
Yeah, yes,
please.
Of course. You'll tell me later.
Yeah, right. No. You see, here's the difference. There's a difference between Nikki and Christy, okay? So who's more positive? I think we know the answer to that.
Well,
yeah.
Believe it or not, Christy really is actually a positive person.
Really?
Even though the persona she shares here.
Really?
I think you're
just lie to everybody?
You try to dress that up all you want, baby, but it ain't happening.
The truth comes out, honey. But no, it's just, he just reminds me of Jason in a lot of ways. We need to get these boys together because I think they would hit it off wonderfully.
I think you send them on a hunting trip.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay?
They love that.
You guys will eat forever.
Oh, yeah, good. Honey, okay. I already got a freezer full of elk meat. Come on.
I bet it.
Hey, I got a quarter of a cow, so I'm good.
He shot a cow?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
We bought hunting season for cows.
A cow. We bought a quarter of a cow, Deborah.
He was hunting them cows.
I tell you what, though. They gave us burgers, too. There's like no fat to these things. They're amazing. And it's a quarter of a cow. It's not deer meat, but there's no, they're amazing.
Mm, yummy. Mm.
Well,
you could come over, Nikki, and we can have not deer meat, not venison.
Right. No elk, real beef.
Yes.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. All right, kids, enjoy the weekend. Happy birthday, Christy Credit.
Yeah,
thank
happy birthday,
you.
Babe.
And,
I'm not 50 yet, though.
Thank God. You're getting way too close, though.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fine, girls. It's fine.
Oh.
Just a number.
Yeah. A lot of numbers adding up.
I do know someone that is turning 50 this year, though.
Your sister, right?
Yeah.
Oop, you just dropped it on the podcast.
5 days after me. Just saying.
All right, gang. Catch you on the radio. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.